So this is our connections over coffee, and I'm going to keep my eye on attendees coming into the room because I'm watching for Carmela. Carmela is my co-host, my co-mod, and so I'm kind of watching for her. But I want to tell you a little bit about what we do. First of all, as you can see here in my little Hollywood square, I am a passive income coach, and I'm really thinking about changing that to mentor because I like mentoring. That's kind of my sweet spot, better than coaching. And for those of you that may not know the difference, the mentoring is where I can just kind of share some of my expertise. There's no formal type coaching program or fees involved or whatever. And I do a lot of mentoring in my community and in the whole Central Ohio area. And then I'm getting a little more international. Here in the States, I also have a pretty large group in Florida because we have a condo there, and so we're there half time and here half time in Ohio. I'm in Ohio, and right in the center of the state, right outside of Columbus, in a little town called Canal Winchester. And so I am retired from working in the salon industry. I had five beauty salons back in the day. I've been retired now since 2017. And so now I have the International Academy, and I'm leaving tomorrow for Italy. And I'm going to be meeting with some clients there and working with some folks while I'm in Italy. So what I do in a nutshell is personally is that I help folks create passive income so that they can work from anywhere in the world and create cash flow into their lives, because we all need money. Money's not a dirty word. We all need money to live on. You know, we all have to eat. We all have to have a roof over our heads. And so I show folks how to create some passive income. So that's kind of what I do in a nutshell. Now, this particular group, Connections Over Coffee, we're just about building relationships. And when we build relationships, it's just about supporting each other. And during the whole COVID, which we're now past that, thank goodness, we didn't have, you know, even a chance to chat around the water cooler with folks. And a lot of people were, they were really kind of feeling, you know, disconnected from everyone. And that's when this group kind of launched, was during that time frame. And so we have, and Carmela is my co-host, my co-mod, and she's not on yet. So again, we moved the time. Thank you guys for being here, because I am flying out. And I was just explaining to Cody and Brittany earlier, Vishwa, that the Wi-Fi, they tell me, is not that good in Italy, and we decided for me to not to try to stream a Zoom call while I was in Italy. So that's why we moved this one up a week, you know, because normally it would be next Friday. So thank you guys so much for coming on board. But once we cr created this group and we started meeting once a month, this is our time to rise, is in the definition. And rise is an acronym that means we can reconnect with those in our lives. We can impact, and I didn't really know what the word impact, like impact how, what does that mean? I think of car collision, that's an impact. You know, what do you mean impact? And so the definition of impact in the RISE acronym is making a difference in the world. Now, it can be in your section of the world. It could be, you know, nationally. It could be globally. It's whatever that means for you. It could be that you're just making an impact in your home, in your household, maybe just in your small community. But the whole point is that we want to instill in everyone to reconnect, build those relationships, and then make some good quality impacts. And then the S stands for telling the story, you know, weaving it together in such a way like I'm doing right now so that it makes sense to the folks that you're listening to on what it is that you're doing. And then just elevate the whole process and then repeat it again. So reconnect, impact, storify, make a story out of it, and that so that you can share it with others, and then elevate. And so one of the ways, and we're going to introduce ourselves, and then I kind of like for you to share, no matter how small, don't think that something small isn't significant, because it is. It could be really small. Like maybe you volunteer, you know, at a nursery at your church or something. I mean, it can be something, you know, very that you think is not a real big deal, but it's a big deal, you know, to the folks that you're helping. So we want to give back, and it's all about building relationships and giving back. So I always had a heart for it. And I had a girl ask me last night, I have another a real estate group where we're talking about passive income. By the way, that's where most of my passive income comes from, is through real estate investing. And I was at a real estate group last night, and our speaker last night, she finally asked me. She said, "When did you start giving back?" Because she's a lot younger than I am. And I said, "Well, I said I've always had the heart to give, but I didn't have the money or the time. You know, I remember being a single mom and working two jobs, and I didn't have the money or the time to give. It was really difficult when you're, you know, a single mom wearing all the hats and working two jobs. But now in my later years, I'm in a position because I did have my aha moments, and I realized that real estate was an opportunity for me. And so once I started building a little bit in real estate investing, I am able now to give back. So one of the first things that I did is I joined a group called B1G1, which is just a platform, but great folks run it. I've met them. The group originated out of Singapore, and I just love the whole group. As a matter of fact, they actually, the gentleman that created that group, he's the one that actually wrote the book, Our Time to Rise. And then he asked me to write the foreword of the book, Our Time to Rise. And that's how this group kind of got started. So with B1G1, which is, you know, you buy one, you give one. What I do is I donate so much of the proceeds from my international academy that I've created, where I teach passive income. I donate a huge portion of those proceeds back through B1G1, and it goes out around the globe making impacts. We do fresh water, we do education, we build schools, we do uniforms for kids in countries where clothing is an issue. I mean, we do all kinds of things like that to just make impacts around the world and make the world a better place. But then on a local level, my partner in my real estate, and we weren't really partners legally. I mean, you know, we didn't have any kind of a partnership agreement or anything, but I was coaching in the real estate lane, and she was a licensed realtor. And so together we kind of held hands, and every time our group needed to get into a property, she would help us get in. And so she was very crucial to me growing that group, and we lost her during COVID. And she was only 48 years old, and Stephanie Jenkins is her name. And I created, after that, I created the Stephanie Myla Jenkins Initiative, where I give out a scholarship, two or three a year, actually, every May. And you can find all about us on my website. But I do give out a scholarship or two or three, depending on how much proceeds we've taken in over the year. And I help folks with their education to get to either sell real estate or to get into the real estate market in some way, whatever education they need to get their licensures under their belt. So those are some of the ways that I make an impact. And then, of course, I do impacts all the time, just little things. It can be, you know, holding the door for someone. It could be paying in a drive-through, paying for the person behind you. It could be, you know, volunteering, like I said, to, you know, do nursery work, or mowing, you know, some grass of an elderly neighbor that can't get out and take care of their yard. I mean, it can be so many things. And don't discount even something small. So anyway, I'm right outside of Columbus, Ohio, in Canal Winchester. Brittany is in Lancaster, so she's only about maybe 20, 30 minutes from me. So that's kind of fun to have somebody that's somewhat local. And so thank you for being on. And so I don't want to put anybody on the spot, but would anyone else like to share not only where you're from, but a little bit about your background, just what it is that you do? Because again, we're about building relationships, and either what kind of impacts are you making, if you're making any, or what kind of impacts would you like to make? What is it that you're feeling you'd like to do? And so who would like to jump in and share? Brittany, go ahead.
Hello, my name is Brittany. I am in Lancaster, Ohio. I currently attend Columbus State Community College. I'm trying to get an associate's degree in business management and entrepreneurship. I have three children, and I grew up in poverty, so I'm just trying to go to school. I'm the first to go to school in my family. And then using my degree, which I should have next year, with the experience I already have with working, I'm hoping to get a good job and help my kids start in a better place than what I did. So, and I also volunteer at a food pantry in Logan called Smith Chapel. I haven't been there for a little bit recently, but basically what we would do is we would just pack up food boxes for people twice a month. And it gets used a lot. So it's a big need, and they really do such a great job coordinating all of that. But that's about it.
No, I get it. I get it. Now, have you always been a Lancaster girl? I mean, is that where you grew up?
Yeah, I grew up Lancaster, Logan. But okay. I lived in Florida for a little bit, Clearwater.
Right above where I am. I'm in the Sarasota, Bradenton area.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. But I just lived there for about 5 years to get closer with my dad. But I'm back here. So.
Okay. Yeah. So you have the three children and you're going to college. You're trying to make a better life for yourself and for your kids. And you're looking, once you get your degree, where you can use that degree. So what kind of passions do you have, Brittany? What is it that you're hoping, or what is it that you love to do? What lane should I say? And I know we all have a lot of different interests. I know for me, right out of college, I just needed to get a job. You know, I don't know if any of you remember those days, but as soon as you get out of school, you know, you have to, you know, get a apartment to live in and a car to drive and groceries to eat. And so the first step is to just get a job. And so I started off in the hotel industry. I love hospitality. I learned a lot about myself and how I wanted to show up in the world. And so I made some decisions through all of my hospitality years that I really enjoyed serving. Now, not serving as in serving food, and I've done my share of that in the hospitality industry because I did work in a hotel that had banquet rooms. And so I did my share of actual serving, but I'm talking about serving in the fashion of serving mankind, you know, just being, showing up in the world, the kind of person that I wanted to be. And I discovered that I loved that, you know, just taking care of people and serving. And so I now actually run a bed and breakfast in my house. And in between working in the hotel industry right out of school to having 25 years in the salon industry, which is a lot of serving. I had 5 beauty salons. So that's a lot of serving clients when you have a beauty salon. But in between there, I worked in hotels. And now that I'm at the other end of retiring from the salon industry, I decided to do a bed and breakfast in my home. So not only does it bring in some extra cash, which I love, by the way, it's all about being passive income. But it still allows me to serve. So what type of an industry, Brittany, are you thinking? Now, your life may not unfold this way, but what kind of an industry appeals to you?
Well, I recently, most of my experience is in like retail and customer service. But I've been thinking recently about, a cleaning company, but that uses more, well, sometimes when you hire someone to help you like clean, you also have to do stuff in between to help it stay clean. So I was just trying to make a cleaning business kind of innovative where they know what to do when I'm not there.
Okay.
So that they can keep it clean. And I'm not exactly sure all of it, but in my mind, it like a collaboration.
Okay.
But.
No, I get it. I get it.
Okay.
No, that's perfect. And in Central Ohio, you're in a perfect market because We have tons of Airbnbs and
Oh, yeah.
folks that definitely, once you find your niche and what it, how you like. I love the Airbnbs because they're never really dirty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Guests will stay for a few days and go, and it's just different than somebody that's living in the house with kids and family. And so anyway, it's a niche that a lot of folks are getting into. And with you being in Lancaster and between Lancaster and Logan, you've got that entire Hocking Hills area, and
Oh,
they
yeah.
they're screaming for good quality cleaning companies to run their for those of you that aren't from this area, our Hocking Hills area is a huge travel destination. Lots of cabins and lots of rentals, like Airbnb rentals, short-term rentals. Folks go there on vacations. When I look at the booking sites for those, they're like 85% booked all the time, all year
Yeah.
round, because people love to winter hike there. They summer hike there. The fall is huge as far as hiking. So anyway, it's all caves and caverns and waterfalls, and so just to give you guys an idea of what the area is like. So that's perfect for a cleaning company. I think you're really on to something there.
Thank you.
I think that would be a great plan for you. So yeah, I love it. I love it. Anyone else want to share?
I can share.
Yes, Cody, go ahead.
Hi everyone, I'm Cody. I'm mostly from Texas, but more recently moved to North Carolina. I also grew up pretty fairly low income. So it was, I don't think I left Texas until I was 17 years old.
Okay.
didn't really travel much and do much then. My mom graduated from high school. My dad dropped out of high school, but I actually went on to get my undergrad, and I was so motivated. Apparently, at that time, I got my master's degree as well. And then I kind of, a lot of my, at least my dad's side of the family, didn't really go to college. So I definitely was one of the ones to kind of shake things up in the family. So, I kind of just, put myself through school, 6 years, and, went to community college. It was cheaper. You still get your university on the resume, but did all of that. And kind of while I was working, I just happened to kind of land in the insurance industry.
Okay.
So I've been doing commercial lines insurance underwriting for a while. I guess I've been in the industry for 20 years. Making decent money, but the last couple of years, I just turned, I guess I'm 41 now, but so kind of around 39, 40. I don't know if I hit a midlife crisis or a semi midlife crisis, but I kind of, I've always felt like that I didn't, I wasn't ever one of those people that just kind of automatically knew what my passion was in life. And so I went on this healing journey, figured it out, and I like that. Kathy, you said something about mentorship, because that's actually exactly what I want to do. Still,
Perfect.
I'm kind of in that brainstorming stage. I have a lot of it figured out, but there's a lot more to do. So I'm kind of, at this point, kind of reaching out to people and kind of seeing what I can learn, as I, slowly make steps towards, figuring out how to launch it and what does that look like. And, from a legality perspective, marketing perspective, business plan, and all of that. So I'm just trying to reach out to people because, it's just, it's kind of funny because that entrepreneurship kind of almost indicates that you're alone, like you're independent, like you're the one that's creating the business, which is not untrue. But at the same time, you need people, like you need a team of people, you need mentors, you need people to kind of double head things and, help you. It's kind of hard to do everything, right? From a
Oh,
probably website,
absolutely.
from a taxes standpoint, from marketing. So I'm kind of going down that alley right now, trying to figure out who to make connections with and all of that. So hopefully I'll get to the point where I can launch the business, make enough money doing what I love to do, and then stop working in the insurance industry. So.
Well, now let me ask you, what is the topic of the business? Because I know it's if it's is it business related, or is it, you said you went on a healing journey. Is it more along the healing journey side?
Yeah, like I envision like me working one-on-one with people, and it's And I like actually, I like what you said. I don't like the word coaching for what I want to do. But I want to basically, I'm not going to be, a licensed professional by any means, just because I have a lot of kind of natural abilities and like a, huge like senses and, I'm a Pisces on top of being empathic. So just, kind of, one-on-one, and it could be what that, whatever the person's looking for help with, maybe it's career advice, relationships, things like that. Maybe it's finding their own passion. But, again, more from like a non-medical, non-licensed professional type perspective. But I kind of see more one-on-one advocacy, support and mentorship for personal change. So a lot of it's kind of centered around change because, that's what's really needed to pivot from where they're currently at.
Yes, I get it. I get it. And there's so many words that you can use there, Cody. I mean, you can be a mindset mentor or a mindset coach or, I mean, because it's, but again, it's, I get what you're saying. Yeah. And it's a little hard for you to describe your niche because it depends on what your client wants. So, I've got a whole course on that on how to come up with your name and your overarching message that you're bringing to the world. And so, for those of you that are listening, I have several different lanes, and one of them is build a better business. And the first thing, and we start at the top in January. And so the first thing that we're doing in that one is we're talking about what is your value proposition statement? What is it that you're bringing to the world? What is your overarching message? And we actually get down and we mastermind that with our group. And everybody kind of gets to weigh in and tell you what they're hearing you say and what they, and some suggestions. We have a lot of folks that come out the other end of that saying that was huge to get that kind of help. So anyhow, you can check it out. We're on Meetup under Build a Better Business, and you can find us there if you want. If did all of you find me on Meetup? I'm not sure how you actually found me today. Or is it on
It did.
Facebook? Meetup?
Yeah, meet up.
Okay, well, if you're on Meetup, you can see what other groups Kathy Benner has. You know how you can go to the bottom and it'll say other groups that Kathy is all, and you'll find my groups there. I have writing groups, I have a business group, and I have the real estate group, and then I have this Connections Over Coffee. So you'll be able to find me there if you're interested. And again, I'll just put it in the chat as well. It's under KathyBinner.com. If anybody is interested, all my programs will be listed there as well. So just a couple of places you can find me if you're interested in any of that. In all transparency, I have a free meetup for every single lane that I'm in, and you can stay in the free meetup lane forever. You never have to buy anything. But if you're interested, we do have a paid membership site, $25 a month. To be a member, and you get all the lanes for the $25 a month. So, I'll just, in all transparency, I just want to mention that there is a paid product if you're ever interested in going that direction. So I'll just toss that out. But definitely tap into the free stuff, Cody, because I think it would maybe help you, just being in a group of other folks that are in the same spot you're in, trying to figure out exactly how they want to present themselves to the world. And I think it'll be huge for you to kind of see the thinking that goes on and the planning that goes on behind that and the exercises we go through to come up with that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah. And I think that'll give you more clarity. So, yeah, I
Okay.
love it. Cody, that's perfect. So, where are you're in North Carolina now?
Yep, in the Asheville area.
Asheville. Okay. Oh, I love it. Oh boy. Oh, yeah, our little Hocking Hills region is nothing compared to you in the Appalachians. Yeah, our little Hocking Hills. Yeah, you probably wouldn't even call us a hill.
Well, I came from Texas. It was very flat there, so I understand.
Yeah, but and where we are, from the Great Lakes down to about Lancaster, where Brittany is, it's pretty flat. And then it's only after you get past Lancaster that we get into the hills on down toward the Ohio River. So but again, I suppose even there we're at the very foothills of the Appalachian. But you're on the other side in Asheville, so you get a lot more hills than we do. So I love it. Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, I love that area. That's a beautiful area. So have you been to the Biltmore yet?
I have, yeah. Yeah,
Okay.
it's amazing. Yeah.
Yes. I love that whole area. So thank you for sharing, Cody. That's great.
Yeah, thanks.
I can't wait to see what you and Brittany both are going to do. I mean, you know, this is so exciting. Vishwa, how about you? Would you like to share with the group where you are coming to us from and a little bit about yourself?
So thanks for passing it on to me. Thank you so much for having me here. I am an implementation analyst in a fintech industry, and that basically means I implement systems for my clients.
Okay.
The parent company is Intapp and DealCloud, and yeah, I actually just moved to San Jose like 4 days ago.
Oh, wow. So this is a brand new move for you. Where were you before?
West Virginia.
Okay. Okay, so you moved out of the hills into flat.
Yeah, that's true. I have been in West Virginia for 4 years now.
Okay.
Well, not now, but yeah. I did my 2 years of master's in computer science from Marshall University.
Okay,
And
okay.
then I was there for 2 more years just working from home. And I still work from home, so I have the freedom to move anywhere in the US and work.
Yeah, I love
So
that.
yeah, so I had family, a lot of family in California, and it would be a nice change of pace for me to get to know more people as well. So I moved out here. And originally I am from India. I
Okay.
lived in India for my elementary schooling. And
Okay.
then so for middle school, high school, also undergraduate, I moved with my family to UAE.
Okay.
And my family's still in UAE. And yeah, for the last 4 years I've been in US.
Now, do you travel to see your family very often?
I do that every year.
Okay.
Mostly go in December, but I don't have any plans this December. They might be coming to see me in March because December is too cold for them. Winter is too cold for them, especially in the northern parts of US when it snows and stuff and
Yes,
all of
yes.
that.
I get that. And you know, it is kind of a big deal, you know, to travel. We're off to Italy tomorrow. I'm meeting with some of my clients there. We're going to be there for 15 days. So, yeah, it you have to make a big effort to put a trip together like that. So, yeah, it is that maybe you don't see family often, but hopefully they'll get to come in March. That
Yeah.
should be pretty mild where you are now, or mild enough. The spring should be wonderful. Now, I don't know, you might get into a little bit of a rainy season, but it shouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, that totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I could, I might have to discuss this with my family. I would rather go to Japan because Japan March and April seasons are really beautiful.
Ah, okay.
Cherry
Yeah.
blossoms, yeah. Cherry
Yes, cherry
blossoms.
blossoms. Yes, I was thinking that. Yeah. Well, Japan is definitely on my list. So, how wonderful. I love that. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Vishwa. Mo, tell us a little bit about you. Welcome, Mo. I see that you joined us and gave us a little hand clap there earlier. And tell us, where are you coming to us from? And what is it that you do?
Hi, I am currently in Cincinnati. I'm from Chicago.
Oh, okay. Well, you're not too far from me and Brittany. I'm in Columbus, Ohio, and Brittany is in Lancaster, just south of where I am. So you're only a couple of hours from us, Mo.
Oh yeah, I'm a SAG actor. Currently not on strike now. It sounds like they've resolved that. So, I had a media company business that actually kind of just went under, so I'm looking to rebrand and rebuild
Okay.
and get into design work. I during lockdown, I got into pencil drawings and started to refurnish furniture.
Wow. So, that's interesting.
Yeah, so it's just a little bit of a pivot. So that's kind of what I'm into.
And so you're in the Cincinnati area. So she has some rolling hills where she is. Cincinnati mm-hmm. is called the City of Seven Hills here in Ohio, because if you're in downtown Cincinnati, you're down in the valley and everything's up here on each side of you. So it's kind of fun. And you're going right down to the Ohio River. Cincinnati, for those of you that aren't from the area, sits right on the Ohio River, where you go across over into Kentucky. So Mo, welcome and thank you for being with us today. And I love that whole area. As a matter of fact, my granddaughter has a boyfriend that's going to University of Cincinnati. And so she wanted to learn to drive on 71, which is the freeway between Columbus and Cincinnati. So I taught her to drive on the freeway. And so we just spent a couple of days in Cincinnati not too long ago with teaching her how to get around Cincinnati. So I love that area. So thanks for being with us. Now, when you say that you said you were a SAG actor, is that what I heard you say, Mo?
Yes.
Okay. Tell the rest of the listeners what that is exactly.
Oh, I'm part of the Screen Actors Guild. I was on season 8 of Chicago Fire, right at lockdown. I had just gotten on full cast.
Oh, so now how have things unfolded for you?
This was one of the largest strikes or longest strikes since the 1980s. So now it's just about like rebranding and rebuilding.
So now do you have to start over on interviewing, that sort of thing?
Yes. So I have an agent interview this week.
Okay. And what type of history? Is there other shows that we can see you on?
Oh, I had a couple of commercials, and I was in the background of, a show called Boss. I did a Project Runway commercial. Just various other projects.
So how do you get started? How long have you been doing this and give me just a brief history of how you ended up where you are. Because so many of us, we see this from a distance and we can't really put the pieces together on how somebody gets from, growing up and, just having a normal life and now they're on TV.
I went to College Conservatory Music here in Cincinnati.
Okay.
And got a bachelor's in dramatic performance. And went to London Academy of Music and Drama in Shakespeare, got a Shakespearean certificate. I was lucky enough to come back September 10th in 2001. I did move up to New York for a brief time, but at that time, Broadway was a bit dead. Sorry, that's a little bit on the nose. But and then I ended up in Chicago, and I do stand up in improv as well. I went through the Second City program as well as the Annoyance program, and I teach acting and improv, and coached different improv teams. I have my own show there for a while. I auditioned for SNL and had a show that helped people with their second auditions for SNL in Chicago right before the pandemic hit. So it's all about getting an agent, having pictures, having a reel, having all of your information on casting networks and and then getting a talent agent to work with a talent agent for submissions. I got called in recently by Reese Witherspoon, and her production company, started my own production company and the media company, which now I'm in the process of rebranding and trying to pivot with different, with art and with the furniture and everything else and design.
Wow. Does anybody have any questions for Mo? This is so exciting. I love hearing about what you're doing and the processes that you went through to get to where you are today. I don't doubt that you are going to be successful because you, just like we were talking to Brittany and Cody is kind of, you know, finding her niche and Brittany is just getting started. And, you know, just when we're talking and Vishwa making her move, but knowing, you know, what her lane is and what she's comfortable in. Mo, I don't doubt that you're not going to be a success or that you're going to be a success no matter what it is you choose to do, because you've learned how to pivot and you've learned how to make it happen for yourself. And I just want to say, I so admire that in you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah. So I don't know if you get told that a lot, but I definitely want to share that I definitely admire you for that. And I love the conversation. I want to welcome Richard. Richard, thank you for coming up. The gals are shy today. They're hiding behind their cameras, but we're chatting with them. And so thank you, Richard, for coming up and sharing. And we've just been sharing about who we are, what we're doing, and how we want to make an impact in the world. And I started off by sharing the ways that I make impacts, which is, for me, it's all about giving, but it can be about sharing, giving, helping. It's how to make the world a better place. So Richard, tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, I created a group on Facebook called Creating a Wonderful World.
Oh, I love it. Oh, this group's right up your alley then. Yes.
Yeah. I sat down one day to think about what one or two steps, what two steps that everyone, if everyone took, would alter the course of history, like would have the greatest impact for the good for the greatest number of people. I don't know if anyone has ever sat down to think that out and say, what are the two steps? In other words, what is the most effective way, right, that will have the greatest impact to bring the greatest good to the largest number of people? So that's what the group is about. And I'm a full-time political journalist, political consultant in New York City. I started in 2010. And and the two things, to make it really simple, are number one, to be well-informed. So that means to know where to turn to get your information that's accurate with less bias, less prejudice, so that you're well-informed on what's happening both locally, nationally, and globally, on the major issues, not on everything, but the major issues. And then the second thing is, just show up to vote.
Yes.
And vote for the best candidate on the ballot. If only 80% of us did just that, it would alter the map, the political map of the United States. And the United States then can become a model. It can become the light of the world to show the rest of the world what's possible. We have to make it happen. The challenge is to make it happen.
That is very interesting. And it's just everyone taking their small step makes such an impact globally.
It would, a tsunami.
And yes, and that's how I started the call, is that I said, it doesn't matter how small of an impact you make, because it's going to affect someone. And you only need to help one person. And if that person can help one person, and then that person can help one person,
it ripples. That's right.
Yes. Yes. And so it doesn't matter how small of an impact. And so I didn't want anyone to feel like, you know, they weren't doing any impact, because if you just hold a door for somebody, you're making an impact on that person that you helped
not
the door
just
for.
That person.
And so
wait, not just that person. to always realize that every person you come into contact with, they are going to come into contact with, and then they will be in contact with. So you are affecting the lives of millions of people by just that one interaction with one person, because they affect someone else who then affects someone else, so on and so forth, ad infinitum. Yeah. So
I love it. I love it. Richard, we're going to have to connect more. Yes. I love what you're doing there. That's wonderful. Anybody have any aha moments, any comments or any questions? We've been around the room and I know Richard didn't get to hear everyone's story, but does anybody have any comments or questions for each other? I would like to just start a discussion. And Brittany and Cody were the first two on. So Brittany and Cody got to hear everybody's stories, and Vishwa wasn't too far removed. She was the third one on. And then Mo, you missed a couple of the early introductions. And then of course, Richard, he tapped in last. So I want to circle back to Brittany and or Cody. Any comments or questions for anyone that you heard their story?
I don't really have anything necessarily. It's always interesting hearing what people's career paths are and, you know, their businesses and things like that. So just enjoying the conversation.
Yeah, Cody, thank you so much. Yeah. Brittany, how about you?
Well, I'm kind of right there with Cody. I'm enjoying hearing what all of you guys are doing. It's nice. You guys are being successful and making good decisions.
Well, and you too, Brittany, you're making some great decisions. And I can't wait to see what you're going to do, because you're definitely taking all the right steps. And it sounds like Cody already has an idea of where she is heading. She just needs to get the verbiage that goes with what she, am I right on there, Cody? Am I hitting the nail on the head there?
For the most part, I mean, I'm kind of, I feel like maybe 75-80% there, but okay. Then when you kind of call it from the marketing perspective, you know, like using words, right? Like people, like what word is going to connect with what somebody's looking for when they think of the services I'm going to be offering. So, but yeah, I think that will be a part of it, but a little bit more focus on the marketing piece, you know? So yeah, I'll have to figure that out.
I love it. I love it. And Vishwa, how about you? Do you have any questions or insights for any in the group?
Yeah. So just getting to know, like, you guys in general, what kind of books do you read, or what kind of topics interest you guys? I'd love to know that.
Well, I'll go first. Mine is all about passive income, because that's what I'm all about. I remembered, and again, your storytelling is your marketing. Let me say that for everybody that is in the group, no matter what it is, your storytelling is your marketing. And so my story is, I was a single mom, working two minimum wage jobs, really struggled financially. And so for me, I finally just looked at myself in the mirror one day and said, Kathy, you're smart enough to figure this out. And so I started down a path of researching how I could work from home, and how I could have passive income, and how I could make my money work for me instead of me earning by the hour, let the money grow on its own passively. And I just really kind of jumped into all of those types of books and programs and coaching programs. And, but I realized, and this is my big aha moment, is that I realized that the people that needed the most, needed that information the most, could afford it the least, because they're struggling. And so they can't go out and buy a $5,000 coaching program, you know, and there was tons of those out there. But I couldn't afford those. And I realized that, again, my aha moment was the folks that needed it the most could afford it the least. And so when I finally was at a place where I could retire from my jobs, and I made some good choices, and Brittany, you're making some good ones, and Cody, you're doing well, and you're making this transition into your own business, and Vishwa, you figured out the work from home from the beginning, because it's a different generation. I venture to say, Vishwa, that you're a lot younger than I am, and it never probably occurred to you not to work from home. And that just wasn't even an option when I was coming up through my teen years and my early 20s. And so when I finally was at a retirement age where I then was able to give back, I wanted to create a program that would help the folks that needed it the most, that could afford it the least. And so that's my audience. So whatever I create, I reverse engineer it. And I start with who is my audience that I'm trying to reach. And then I try to enter the conversation, and this might help you, Cody. I try to enter the conversation in their minds. How do they ask for this information? And then I try to tailor my marketing and what I have to give into their language, into the way they ask for that information so that they can find me. And then I try to price everything in that area so that they can afford it. Because again, the folks that need it the most can afford it the least. So that's kind of how I do it. And so Vishwa, to answer your questions, mine was all about how to have my money work for me when I'm sleeping. And it was tons of books around those categories. Is that helpful? Anyone else share? What is it that on your reading?
What are a couple of books that really impacted you?
The Kawasaki book, probably, you know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad was probably right at the top of my list because it made me even realize that there was the possibility of my money working for me. And so that's probably where I started. But then I joined an online teaching program through Cary Oberbrunner, and he's written a whole series of books. And I went through his whole program of Your Secret Name, Deeper Path, Day Job to Dream Job. And I just did everything, you know, step by step. I just took his program every step of the way and started creating my online academy. So it was because of Cary Oberbrunner that I finally ended up launching my academy.
Got it. Anyone else
want to share? Vishwa, what books are you reading currently?
Okay, this one, because of my move, it's been a little bit difficult to keep up to date. Thinking Fast and Slow, Think Again. Those are two different books I've been interested in. I think I finished Think Again. Thinking Fast and Slow, I'm going to start. What else? I'm also interested in human behavior.
Okay.
In psychology. So I usually read books by authors like Joe Navarro, who's an ex-FBI agent, Chase Hughes, who's also an ex-Marine. Who else? Greg Hartley, he's got some wonderful books as well. So things like that.
Good. And then I don't know if anybody in the group is an aspiring author, but I've always, in the back of my mind, I thought, oh, someday I'm going to write a book. You know how you do. Someday I'm going to do this and someday I'm going to do that. Well, last September, I did launch my first book. The title of the book is called To Speak, Lead, and Impact. And it's a collaborative effort with a few other authors. And we got together and basically told our story. And so the book is from basically it's a rags to riches kind of stories throughout the book. It's how everyone got started and what they overcame and then how they came to be and do what they're being and doing now. And again, the title is called To Speak, Lead, and Impact. And it's on Amazon. And all the proceeds go to Habitat for Humanity, because there were several of us that in a collaborative effort actually published that book. And so how do you divide up the proceeds when you've got more than one author? So at this point, we just donate all the proceeds over to Habitat for Humanity. And I have another book that's coming out in the spring. And the title is The Impact-Driven Entrepreneur. And it is how to design and again, it's a collaborative effort. I have more than one author involved, and it's how we design our businesses to where every time somebody buys something from us, we can impact the world to make it a better place. We can donate money. We can donate time. We can donate education. It's whatever it is we can do. And each business is doing it a little differently. So that book is coming out in the spring. So hopefully that will help someone that's on the call today. Anybody else want to share what your top genre is?
I put a book in the chat.
Yes.
Total Freedom by Jiddu Krishnamurti.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Very good. I am going
to
copy
it. Has to do with freeing your brain.
And say again what it has to do with, Richard.
Freeing your brain.
Freeing your brain. Okay. So it's about...
From conditioning.
Yeah. Changing your thinking. Yes.
No, not changing your thinking. Freeing your brain from all conditioning.
Okay.
Not reprogramming.
Okay.
But the ending of the program. So that there's freedom.
I'm going to have to check out the book. Okay.
Can you say a little more about that book? Because to me, like Kathy was saying, changing the thinking is basically replacing that thinking with something else.
Well, there are two kinds of brains. There's the brain that is highly conditioned, programmed like a robot, right?
Yes.
And that's doing the thinking. The conditioning is doing the thinking in that brain. And then there's the brain that's totally free of all conditioning, all filters, right? And then that brain is doing the thinking.
Is this about the unconscious and the conscious? Conscious is what's conditioned or something?
The consciousness is the conditioning.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's the bundle of memory, the active memory that acts as the me, the I, the self.
Mm-hmm.
The experiencer, the chooser, your identity structure.
Yes.
Your nationality, your race, your opinions, your beliefs, your values, your culture, all the memory that goes into building up this image called me.
Yes.
So who's doing the thinking? Who's doing the listening? Who's doing the speaking? Who's doing the acting? When you act, where's the action coming from? Is it coming from the conditioning, right? Or is it coming from a brain free, totally free of all conditioning? And then therefore you can say freedom is acting. Spirit is acting, soul is acting, heart is acting. These are just different words to refer to a brain that is totally free.
Right.
Well, I'm definitely going to put it on my reading list because it sounds very interesting.
Because I certainly think, this is what I think, just my opinion, is that especially our reactions, especially come from the cognitive.
The conditioning.
Conditionings, like experiences, yeah. The way we were raised, especially our childhood experiences, as well as trauma mm-hmm. related, as well as a lot of other things that comes into play, but especially our reactions.
Mm-hmm. You're a bundle of reactions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you are. The me, the I, and the brain body is identifying with that. So it's under a delusion, I am that. So the brain body is a slave to the conditioning. It's identifying with it. It's saying, I am that. So it's hallucinating.
And not
it's
only
dreaming.
That. Yeah, that makes the patterns like deeper. When you associate your identity with it, you just start repeating it more and more and more because your brain thinks
the whole neuroscience
mm-hmm. yeah, your brain thinks that this is me and I should repeat it, kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
It's like
uh-huh.
that, it's like that well-worn path that we hike in the woods. Yeah mentally we slide into the well-worn path so many times. That's why addictions are so hard to break.
But it's not totally static because you're not the same person you were a minute ago. So it's a self-modifying program. You're always going according to the program, but the program is in flux. It's adding and subtracting from itself.
Yeah.
Right?
But, sorry.
So, but what's constant is the brain is a slave to the program.
Mm-hmm.
So you're caught in the mechanical nature, because the program is very mechanical. It's triggers, irritations. It's always the past. It's never what's happening now. Something is happening now, but you're oblivious to it. You're living in the past with your beliefs, your ideas, your concepts, your experiences. So the brain body is identifying and living in the past. It's not experiencing. It's never present. You're never listening. You never see the bird, the cloud, the tree, the river, your children, nobody. You see the conditioning's image, projected image of them. And that image is a limitation, imitation, and distortion of them, of the other. So you never see things as they actually are. You see things as you are. It's acting, the conditioning is acting like a projector, like a movie projector on a screen. There's nobody on the screen. It's just a bundle of images.
So do you
and the
teach
images
this
are coming from the past.
Do you actually teach this?
No, I don't have
you,
any.
You sound kind of passionate about it, which I like, by the way.
Yeah, I do have conversations with people about it, but I don't teach it, and I don't have a platform that I teach it. Yeah, I just have conversations with people.
Yeah, I can tell that you're passionate about it. We're out of time. We're already at the top of the hour, and I could just talk with you forever, Richard. And Brittany, I love what you're doing, so keep going forward. I think you're in a perfect spot there.
Thank you, Cody,
I can't wait to see how your program actually comes to life, because I think you're right there on, like you said, you're 75-80% done with it. And Vishwa, gosh, you've got the world at your fingertips, because you are already working from home. You can work from anywhere in the world, as long as my guess is, as long as you have a Wi-Fi, you're good to go. any big aha moments from anyone in the group? I just want to say my aha moment is, I don't care what the news says, there is wonderful people all over the world. We all want the same thing. This conversation today, where at one point we had six of us, six strangers can come together, and we all have the same heart. We all have the same mind. We all are pushing in the same direction. And that was probably my aha moment for today. Anybody else?
I'm just grateful to be here. Thank you for having me.
Brittany, thank you for joining us today. Anyone else?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say you're already there. Just wake up.
I love it. Vishwa, did you want to say something?
No, I was just going to say I have the same experience as Brittany.
Thank you so much. And Cody, how about you? Any last comment?
I guess not really an aha moment, but just kind of one of the things that you do. And I think even what Vishnu was saying, kind of like, you know, a lot of it's about, and even Richard, about the book, it's kind of all about, you know, past, present, future, change, psychology, you know, sometimes we're all in our head, you know, so I've done a lot of healing the last couple of years, and, you know, kind of like, you know, just the whole like pre-programming and then the, you know, all of that, that we're from like even in the womb to now, you know? So it's interesting how I kind of feel like the last year or so, like different books, different conversations, it all kind of has like an overlapping, kind of like the similar, denominator type kind of thing. It's like, we're all talking about the same thing, but in different ways. So,
yeah,
it's just exciting.
I agree.
To be here. Yeah.
Yeah. Cody, I think the universe is talking to you, girl. Yeah, when you start picking up a lot of the same themes, it's kind of like the universe has a message for you. So I think as long as we're open to receive that, I love that we're all here. Thank you so much for joining us today. In December, we're going to be on December 15. So mark your calendar, December 15 at 10 a.m. December 15 at 10 a.m. And it's the same Zoom code as today. If anybody wants to jot it down, I'll wait just a second. That way you don't have to struggle and try to find it. But our Zoom code just for December is 961-2408-5463. Again, that's 961-2408. You don't have to. 2408-5463. You can find us however you found us today. You can find us on Meetup. You can find us on Facebook. And you can just click through. Now, in January, we are changing up the program a little bit. And so our last Friday will be there in December, December 15th at 10 a.m. And then when we go to January, and let me find it here. When we go to January, our call is going to be on the, I'll say the fourth Monday of every month at 12 noon. But in January, because New Year's Day falls on a Monday, everything got pushed. So it's the last Monday in January. So it's going to be January 29th at 12 noon. But then once we get over into February, just mark the fourth Monday of every month. Now, it's going to be the same Zoom code for all my Monday products, because we, and this might be helpful for Brittany or Cody or even Vishwa. If you're starting a business and getting ready to launch something and you want help, when we talk, once we get rolling into the new year, January, like I said, is the oddball because New Year's Day is on a Monday. But once we get started, every Monday, it's going to be the same exact Zoom code. So tap in any Monday at noon, and you can hear all about the entrepreneurs and solopreneurs on the first Monday. We're going to have authors and writers and bloggers on the second Monday. We're going to have all about real estate investing, whether it be short-term, mid-term, long-term, on the third Monday. And then we're going to have all about networking and connecting and giving back on the fourth Monday. But it's going to be the same Zoom code all four Mondays, all year long. And so once you get the Zoom code, tap in any Monday at noon and you'll find us there. And it'll be a different topic. And you are welcome to join as many or as little as you'd like. So you don't have to just hunt for one group and one conversation, because we're all multifaceted. So if any of those other topics interest you, please feel free to drop by. Any comments or questions? And again, anytime you want to find me and find all of this, it's just at kathybenner.com. I'll put that in the chat. So I'm real easy to find, and you can learn more about me at kathybenner.com. So any other comments before we go today? This has been a great call. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Everybody have a great weekend, and we will see you in December.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.